the show. Mom, if you're listening, that's what I do all day. We are back with another guest. Lorraine McGrane is an attorney with Stenger Roberts Davis and Diamond. Stenger Roberts Davis and Diamond is a significant supporter of the chamber throughout the year. One of our corporate supporters. They sponsor a lot of our events. Stephen Diamond, one of their partners, is on our board, our counsel for both the chamber and the foundation. Longtime supporters of the chamber. And Lorraine, I'm happy to welcome you to our show this morning.
It's good to meet you, Rich.
Thank you. Thanks for being here, and happy holidays to you.
Thank you.
So tell us about Stenger Roberts Davis and Diamond, for those of you that don't know.
Stenger Roberts Davis and Diamond is a general practice law firm that serves four counties in our region: Dutchess, Putnam, Ulster, and Orange.
Orange, we got
Orange.
It. Orange. That other county, yeah. To the west.
Was going to almost go to the other color,
no,
but
no,
it's
we got
not.
It.
Yeah, no. So, and what I mean by general practice is we serve almost every legal issue that you could probably run into.
Right.
We do criminal law as well as personal injury, as well as, business formation, and certainly special education law and matrimonial family law. Yeah.
Right. So I think special education is one of your focuses.
Yes.
Is that right? So tell us about your background a little bit and how long you've been at the firm.
I've been at the firm about 7 months. I'm
okay.
One of their newer attorneys.
All right. Welcome.
Thank you. Came on board to do specifically special education law and matrimonial law. And it's been really good. It's a good region, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you from the Hudson Valley originally?
I am from the Hudson Valley, Port Ewing girl, over Ulster County. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So welcome to this side of the river, I guess. Talk about, some of the cases or some of the things you've been working on at the firm.
Yeah. The challenges with the parents face with special education law are varied, as you would imagine. If if you've ever had a child who went to school, you know there's a variety of situations that kids can encounter. Most of our clients find that their child is not making progress, and the law allows for the child to make meaningful progress in school, no matter what their disability is. Mm. And it's to be, if you will, for the lack of a better word, customize to what the child's situation is, what the challenges the child is facing. So a situation where a child isn't learning to read. 1 in 5 kids has dyslexia. So 1 in 5 kids doesn't learn to read the way the average child learns to read. Mm. So, but there is the possibility of them learning to read with specialized instruction. So the parent can go through the first 3 years of elementary school and know their child isn't succeeding, isn't moving forward, and feel completely frustrated by the circumstance. They can call a law firm, such as Stenger Roberts Davis and Diamond, and an attorney can help see them through getting the services that their child needs in order to be able to do something, as an example, learn how to read.
And that would be public schools, private schools?
Public schools and private schools, because each one of the kids are you're within a school district area, so you're paying school taxes.
Mm. So the parents are obviously making sure that the student is getting that education. I could see them really not knowing, what their rights are or what to look for even. I mean, how do you start that process? How do you know that, I should be talking to a professional because I feel like my child is not where they should be?
I think that the first indicator is that you've tried everything common sense tells you to do and you run out of ideas. That's clearly one of the issues. If you go into, there's a committee on special education where parents go to express their concerns about what their child is experiencing or not experiencing. And if they continuously go to these committee on special education meetings and they walk out of there each time without feeling as though there's any result and nothing changes educationally for the child, that would be an indicator that they need professional help.
Yeah. And there's so many resources out there these days. So where does the law firm come in? Are you trying to make sure that the school is doing everything that they can do? Are you helping to match them up with other organizations, other resources?
We do occasionally match a client with a resource. If they're not ready for litigation or they're not ready for advocacy, but they're just looking for that base information. If you think about any area of law, how do you as a citizen immerse yourself in that area of law so that you're knowledgeable enough to be able to advocate for yourself or your child?
Right.
So it helps to have someone who is already in there to be able to go, hey, you could contact this organization or that organization, or there's this pamphlet or this booklet to help you out. And so many times people who just call in, they're not ready for an attorney yet. And so we refer them on. For those people who are ready for someone to be at their committee on special education meeting with them, not ready for litigation, but ready to have somebody at the table who understands the legalese that the school district sometimes might speak in your direction, but you don't understand what your rights are.
Right. And I think that's, you know, with anything, having a professional, having someone who's trained and knowledgeable about the law on your side is important. Talk to us about the process. You know, how does... you know, how would you approach someone who is calling and contacting the firm and just kind of wondering, you know, is this the right avenue for me with matrimonial law as well? You know, how does the attorney client or potential client, a potential attorney process work, you know, from your standpoint?
Yeah, I think at first you're giving the potential client an opportunity to get to know you a little bit and what your style is going to be, because it is a very intimate relationship.
Sure.
And then the next issue is to look at what are the person's facts. So you're drawing out of the person some information that they may have already thought of before they called you, or maybe this is their go-to list of questions so that they can start to pull that area of their life together, whether it's matrimonial or whether it's special education law, pulling that information together. And then the next step would be a in-person consultation to look over whatever records or papers that person has. Oftentimes, we get these forms from wherever, and we barely read them because they don't make sense. But if you are sitting in the room with somebody who looks at those forms all the time, they know the lay of the land.
Right.
They know what this number means and what that number means. And that can be extremely helpful in making your decision about what you want to do next.
Sure. It makes sense. You're listening to Lorraine McGrain. Lorraine is an attorney with Stenger, Roberts, Davis, and Diamond, LLP, also known as SRDD Law. And I know that there are significant resources on your website, srddlaw.com. Want to give the phone number as well, 845-298-2000. I suspect no one's there right now answering the phone, but
I would think on Sunday morning, you never know.
you never know, but certainly you can go online if you're interested in finding out more about what the firm does and the resources that are available, and you want to see the practice areas that the firm does concentrate on. It sounds like practically all of them.
Yes.
But srddlaw.com. So it's the holiday season, and people probably don't want to spend a lot of time thinking about litigation, but going into the new year and certainly knowing, you know, what your options might be in a number of areas, you know, as an attorney and someone who's part of this larger firm, you know, talk about, you know, how, you know, what people should be thinking of, you know, knowing their rights and knowing that they do have recourse in a number of different areas.
Yes, that there's always a possibility that if you feel stuck, then there's always the possibility that there is a legal solution. And sometimes that's your first red flag as an individual.
Yeah.
And so as a parent in special education law, if the parent feels as though I'm so glad my child's coming home for the holidays so I don't have to deal with school anymore, then
that might be a red flag.
That's a red flag. If you're having trouble getting your kid out to school after the holiday's over, that's a big red flag.
Sure.
If you're finding that, you know, you've been considering a matrimonial action for a long time and the holiday can just bring out the very best in a bad relationship. So that might be a red flag where you might want to talk
to them. Well, we certainly want to have everyone enjoy the holidays, but know that if you've heard anything that you want to find out more information about, please visit srddlaw.com or give them a call, 298-2000. Lorraine McGrain, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Rich.
Happy holidays to you. I want to thank our guests, Lorraine McGrain from Stenger, Roberts, Davis & Diamond, and also John and Keith from Mattress Firm. Go check them out. That's all we have time for today. Please enjoy your holiday season. Be safe. And we will see you back shortly with the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. Bye-bye.